Be seated. This is always a fun Sunday because every year in the lectionary, we get this reading. I feel like it should be a spider when it does that. Which is sort of interesting because very few of our other readings in the lectionary work this way. But every year we get Thomas and his not doubt. I have a friend who is better at Greek than I am, and he was writing this week about how Thomas didn't have doubt, he had not belief. Just a slightly different thing than doubt. And got me thinking, we all have our moments of not belief. Part of the reason we do well in the Episcopal Church, I think, is we can have our moments of not belief. The church and the liturgy sort of allow for that. They give us space to come here and be okay with the days when we aren't so sure what exactly we believe, when it's hard to understand what exactly it is we believe. Even when we have believed that or not believed that for years. It makes life in this church very interesting and very rich and sometimes very difficult because there are different parts of our faith that everyone wrestles with at any given time. So I have given us a head start. I've taken phrases from the Nicene Creed, which is one of those things we say we will all believe in, but when we're really honest, we kind of struggle with at times. And written them up on this board. And I'm sure there are other things that you believe that we should add to this. What is missing from this? I'm asking you.
What's missing?
What's missing? What else should go up here? This is just sort of a head start.
Born of a virgin.
Born of a virgin.
Only Son of God.
Well, it doesn't have to be from the Nicene Creed. I just started there because I figured that was helps if you spell God correctly, I suppose. What else? Apostolic succession. And good job getting that long of a word this early in the morning. And I think I spelled that correctly. It's close. Spell check could get it. Here's one of mine. God loves us. Forgives our sins. All is important. Yeah, that all is important in there, isn't it?
God helps us. Thinking about the baptismal covenant, when you say, I will with God's help.
With the help from, yeah. It It's an important part. We don't do this alone. God helps us. God won't leave us. Okay. We don't have to be done with that, but I'm going to move on to the next part. And this is the part that can be a little hard because we don't all agree on everything up here, at least not every day. So what up here is hard for you and what up here is essential for you? Okay. So this is important for a lot of us.
And the one God.
One God. Kind of important for me too. Okay.
This is a list of things we struggle with.
Yeah.
And yet this is a list of, I think the things that are most essential are the things I struggle with the most.
So you'd say most of the things.
Keeps me coming back and keeps me trying to reaffirm.
So you'd say you struggle with a lot of the things, okay. I do too some days.
For some reason this morning it sort of hit me, I need to leave my academic mind, which isn't all that good, but I need to leave it go and just soak in the greatness of the risen Christ, I guess.
Yeah, there
which
are
is difficult for me.
Yeah, there are, I agree with you because there are things on here that are really hard to prove academically. The Jesus is human and God. The died and rose again. That's one of those things. Born of a virgin. The rising again. Yeah. The death I can get my mind and arms around that one. The rising again. That's an act of faith. The born of a virgin. The Jesus will come again. My faith believes that entirely. My mind is not at all clear on how that's going to happen.
Well, I suppose that the word that's missing is trust.
Trust?
And that's really what we have to do is trust the good things that we can hear. How do you know he was the only Son of God?
Yeah.
Because he stand out.
He's the first one we listen to, at least.
That we listen to.
God is much greater and more creative than we are. I guess that's actually down here. Marker doesn't like me very much. I know. This faith thing, it's complicated, like you were saying. It's hard. I understand. This is where I love Thomas. I understand his not belief, and even the doubting of Thomas. But what struck me as I was reading this story again this week is that Thomas showed up. For all that Thomas wasn't quite sure that his friends hadn't gone, well, crazy. Because that's what I would have thought. I'm sure that's what Thomas thought. Thomas showed up, just like we do. He believed in something enough to keep coming back, just like we do. Even when it's hard, even when we aren't really sure why we keep coming back, even when faith doesn't feel so much like a rock we stand on, but more like water that's moving around us and threatening to push us down and pull us under, we come back and we stand next to people who hopefully and maybe are a little more sure, or at least will stand next to us and share their struggles with us. Because faith isn't something we do alone. It is something we do with God's help and with the help of our community. Thomas was there, just as we are, and that is what makes this possible. Amen.